Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. The 12 Days of Christmas is a kids' holiday classic, but there are many who believe that there is much more to this innocent children's song than meets the eye, or should I say ear. You know, some believe that this song was used by the early church to help teach the children some Bible and some theology. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about how we as parents can help our kids keep Christ in Christmas, we thought it might be fun and a profitable conversation today on Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. So, Bruce, what's up with the 12 Days of Christmas? Some say it's a hoax.
Well, Cap, as you said, there are many who hold that this view, that the early church used these hidden messages to teach children, and others think that someone has more recently manufactured these correlations between the 12 days and the biblical theological points they supposedly represent. And quite honestly, whether the early church used the song or not doesn't matter to me. What matters is that we as parents can use these correlations to talk to our kids about some pretty important Bible concepts.
Well, Bruce, let's take a quick look at some of these. Mm-hmm. See, the song starts, "On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me."
Yeah, let's just stop there a second. That phrase, you know, on the first day of Christmas, and there's blank. There's 12 days that are being talked about here. And the 12 days are those days that begin on Christmas Day, December 25th, and running through Christmas Day in the Orthodox Church, January 6th. And what's the first thing that happens? "My true love gives to me." Now, who, Cap, is the giver of all good and perfect gifts?
Well, I would say God the Father.
You're absolutely right, and there's the lesson number one. Our true love is the one who gives us all these perfect gifts is our Heavenly Father. And on day one, He gives us the first and probably most important gift, at least because we sing it 12 times, a partridge and a pear tree. And many believe this represents the person of Jesus Christ and His death on the cross, the tree of Calvary for our sins.
All right, Bruce, well, let's go through each day. How about on the second day, He gives us two turtle doves?
The Old and New Testaments, God's complete revelation of truth and the documentation of His salvation story.
And on the third day, three French hens.
Yeah, the three great attributes of faith, hope, and love found in the beautiful love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13.
Four calling birds.
Any ideas on that one? Four?
The Gospels.
There you go. Good. Mm-hmm. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John call out the good news for the world to hear.
Okay, and then the biggie. Mm-hmm. Five golden rings.
There's another section of the Bible. We just had four Gospels. Five books would be...
The Pentateuch.
That's good.
Okay.
First five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and you're good, Capster. They tell us about the creation of man, his fall, and our need for a Savior.
Well, how about six geese a-laying?
Songs for the birds, isn't it? But it represents the 6 days of creation.
Well, I guess our last set of birds then would be seven swans a-swimming.
Yeah, and those big, beautiful white creatures represent the seven gifts or roles of the Holy Spirit as outlined in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12.
And folks, don't worry, we're going to post these on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, so feel free to go out there and click on it and follow along as we go. How about eight maids a-milking?
Well, the greatest sermon of Jesus, the Beatitudes, those blessed ours, there's eight of them.
How about nine ladies dancing?
The nine fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, but you can interrupt me at any time.
10 lords a-leaping.
Well, what's a prominent 10? 10
commandments.
There you go.
All right.
Exactly, and apparently we're to jump for joy over receiving these 10 commandments.
Let's see, 11 pipers piping.
The 11 faithful disciples, all but Judas Iscariot, who became the Pied Pipers, if you will, of the gospel, whom we've ultimately followed to faith as the church today.
And finally, 12 drummers drumming.
Something, Cap, that you and I had drummed in our hearts as little boys, the Apostles' Creed is made up of 12 statements. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Well, thank you, Bruce. These have been great, and hopefully that our listeners have enjoyed learning a little bit more history about this song. And don't worry, folks, we're going to put it out on our website again. Go out to pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to pick them up and share them with your children as you sing the song. Now, next week is Christmas Day, and since that's the case, we're not going to have any show here on House on the Rock Family Ministries, as well as on New Year's. So, on behalf of all of us here at House on the Rock Family Ministries, let us say a very Merry Christmas to you all, a very Happy New Year, and God bless you.
Merry Christmas.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again, or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.